From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A committee of South African lawmakers met Wednesday to review plans for an impeachment process to be enacted in law.
A concrete timetable that we must at least have a final draft of this important rule, an impeachment rule, by the end of January.
The discussion has been a priority amongst opposition parties ever since President Jacob Zuma was faced with corruption allegations. Martin Sigrist reports that rescue crews were forced to retreat from an Iranian oil tanker in the East China Sea on Wednesday following an explosion on the ship as fire raged for a fourth day after a dramatic collision.
The blast happened on board the tanker in the afternoon after rescue crews were dousing the ship with foam in an attempt to put out the fire. The cause and damage to the tanker from the incident were not clear. The ship was carrying condensate, a highly flammable ultralight crude, when it collided with a Chinese freight ship on Saturday. Martin Sigrist, VOA News.
The White House said Wednesday it is outrageous that a U.S. federal judge ordered President Donald Trump to keep in place a program that protects against the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants who entered the country illegally when they were children. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said an issue of this magnitude must go through the normal legislative process. She said that President Trump is committed to the rule of law and will work with members of both parties to reach a permanent solution. For additional stories, pictures, videos, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News.